The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 9th of December, 2024. Now, in the macro news today, there's some more bad news for Labour. And it looks like those weeks of GDP growth figures, well, they weren't really growth. They were worse than the average of the last 20 years. But those figures may be getting worse. But don't fret, because as investors, we should be finding great businesses to invest into. You've got good, great, exceptional. And everything else below that is average or below average. Now, they're very rare. Even if the UK economy is struggling, there are still businesses that will do very well. They will grow. Those are the kind of businesses we have to find and invest into. A very good example of that today is Synectics, which has been in the top five of the microcap league for months, way before the share price took off, because it was showing it had growth, it had good value, it was efficient, it had momentum, all that. So this is the kind of thing we need to look for, okay? So don't fret about the GDP, because, you know, by very definition, most of the businesses will not do well are average businesses. We're not looking for average businesses to invest into. We're looking for great businesses, good businesses, or exceptional businesses. And by their very definition, they're rare, but they are out there. And like I said, Synectics is a good example of that today. We'll cover the news from that today. By the way, it's been almost a week. So last Tuesday, my book was released. And already got 10 five-star rating and reviews. Thank you very much if you did that, if you left a rating. That's much appreciated, it is. And like I said, if you do give a rating and review, then you're eligible for 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. Only 100 spaces available. Those spaces are counting down. And in fact, the ratings and reviews on Amazon are lagged. So someone said they've left a rating review, but a few days back, and they've not seen it on Amazon yet. So I think the verification process lags a bit. So there are more coming in, and that number of 100 50% discounted places is going down. So if you want to join the club, then don't hold back, because I think that'll accelerate. Those spaces being taken up will accelerate in the next few days, weeks. Okay. By the way, this podcast, like I said, is about macro news relevant to the UK, micro caps, because they have the ability to scale a lot quicker. And all I do this for is to look for companies that maybe have the potential to be added to the microcap league. And if they score highly on growth, value, health, efficiency, momentum, and potential, then maybe they'll make the microcap league. There's only 35 companies on the microcap league. And to be honest, there aren't 100 good companies. Well, there aren't 100, right? Good, great, or exceptional companies on AIM. Because they're very rare. And that's what we're looking for, is these rare companies. So if I find one, they'll be added to the microcap league. Okay, let's look at the markets. Here we go. FTSE 100. Where is it? It's up 0.5% to 8,348. FTSE 250. It's flat, 21,054. FTSE small cap, it's up 0.3%, 6,929. Be nice if it broke 7,000 now. And the AIM All Share, yes, it's up 0.3% to 740. Now, I did say if it breaks 740, I think we've got a Santa rally on our hands. It's at 740 and it's gapped up today, which is very good. And we are seeing now a higher high, which is also a positive sign. As far as pound against dollar, £1 buys you $1.27. Against the euro, it buys you, €1.20, pretty much. Brent crude is up 1.23% to $70 a barrel. Copper, it's up just 1.75%, really. And that's, I say really, I don't know why I said really, it is up that amount. It's up to $9,410 a tonne. And gold, what is it? It's up, 0.75%, 2,678. Bitcoin, a bit turbulent here. I mean, it tried a rally over the weekend, and it did get up to 101,000, but it's come back off now to 98,000. And it's down, it was down 3%. It's down 2.72%. I did see, it's the thing with Bitcoin. It can sell off very quickly. You should be very aware of that, because you've got some of these, original holders who are now called whales, who hold the big chunks, could just sell Bitcoin, and sell and get selling. And you could see all of a sudden, that sort of selling accelerate to the downside. And before you know it, you're 10, 20, 30% down on Bitcoin. And it can happen. And then, of course, all the meme coins sort of follow that. Anything else? 10-year yield is flat, pretty much. It's at 4.2. Decent. The Bank of England need to reduce interest rates. And continue to reduce interest rates. That's the only way that the overall GDP will grow in this country. Okay, macro news, story number one. Not good news. Like I said, UK job vacancies fall at the fastest rate. This is in November. The number of job vacancies in November fell at the fastest rate since the start of the pandemic, as business confidence slumped to its lowest level in almost 2 years, according to new reports. In a damaging blow to the government efforts to boost growth, the latest monthly report on the job market from accountancy firm KPMG and Recruitment and Employment Confederation found demand for staff declined at the sharpest and accelerated pace last month, with the steepest fall in vacancies since August 2020. And November marked the 13th consecutive month of a fall in staff demand, with an especially severe drop among vacancies for permanent workers, in the latest sign of further deterioration in the UK labour market. And who's this? This is John Holt. Businesses are having to weigh up the prospect of increasing employee costs following the budget, which has led to an accelerated slowdown in hiring activity across the board. That's of KPMG. This is slightly worrying, isn't it? I mean, it may be temporary, I don't know. But again, what lack of foresight Rachel Reeves and Keir Starmer are showing here in regards to the economy. Huge lack of foresight. And just unaware of just how business works. You know, everything comes from business. You enable business, you stimulate it to grow, and they'll take on more people. You put on the shackles of higher costs, and they won't grow. They'll take on less people, less pay increases. So, you know, whereas it's the opposite. It's an anti-growth budget. It wasn't a growth budget. Now, second story, and we sort of alluded to it there, business confidence drops. This is business optimism fell at its fastest pace in over 3 years following October's budget. So you've got job vacancies going down. They are intertwined, linked, and business confidence. BDO's latest business trend survey, which collects and regroups data from the UK's main business surveys, showed that corporate confidence fell to its lowest level since January 2023. The optimism index dropped 5.8 points to 93.49 in November, which was the largest monthly drop since August 2021. The drop in confidence reflects the anticipated effect of the budget as business brace for the impact of national insurance hike and the increase to the minimum wage from April next year. Businesses have warned that this will force them to slash investment budgets and cut jobs in order to deal with extra costs. It's sad, isn't it? Really is. And thirdly, Rachel Reeves is trying to find growth elsewhere. Closer relations with the UK and European Union will boost economic growth, Chancellor Rachel Reeves has said. In the first address by British Chancellor to the Eurogroup since Brexit, Reeves will say that a reset in relations would mean breaking down barriers to trade as well as helping businesses sell in each other's markets. Oh, at last, a pro-business policy, maybe. While Labour has ruled out rejoining the trade bloc, it has repeatedly said it wants the UK to deepen ties with the EU. The trouble is, the EU, see, would like to see a scheme for young Europeans to live and work both there and in the UK, which Keir Starmer has ruled out. So, of course, when you're going for a deal, you know, it's give and take. But the thing is, I think the EU may soften on this. Hopefully they will. But again, you've got these bureaucrats, you know, removed from business. If you spoke to businesses in Europe, which said, would you like closer ties with your biggest trading partner, UK? They say yes. And then if you ask them, but this is based on them accepting, you know, young Europeans to go and work in their country. And they said, we don't care about that. We just want our businesses to trade to the UK without any barriers. So again, the trouble is, you know, they've got the bureaucrats, they're not actually, you know, addressing what business really wants. And I think it's very good that we should be, you know, making trade easier with the EU, while not signing up to the, you know, all their regulations and all that stuff. It's nonsense. Okay, micro news. Brave Bison, BBSN, acquisition and trading update. Brave Bison Digital Advertising and Technology Services Company announces it has entered into an agreement to acquire the entire issued share capital of Engage Digital Partners. Engage is a global sports marketing company that works with the largest sports brands and federations, including Formula One, ICC, Real Madrid, and New Zealand Rugby. So they're going to be paying 10.6 million quid, comprised of an initial enterprise value of 2.1 million, equity consideration of 2 million, and contingent consideration of up to 6.5 million over 3 years, subject to performance conditions. That's quite good, actually. So they're not paying all up front there. I mean, there's always, you know, performance considerations, but they're only paying, what, 4 million, 4.1 up front, pretty much, in cash and equity. In the 12 months to the 31st of December, Engage is expected to generate 6.9 million of turnover and an adjusted EBITDA loss of 300K. So not that impressive, but it'll boost the top line of Brave Bison. And they do say, following a restructuring and integration program, Engage is expected to be earnings accretive for Brave Bison over the medium term. In the second half year, this is a trade update. They say they're in line, Brave Bison, with expectations. And it would meet current market expectations or forecasts for financial year 24 of approximately 3.6 million of adjusted EBITDA. The company is now expected to report net cash of approximately 7 million, obviously down from 9 because this is for this acquisition. They've got a market cap of 28 million, Brave Bison. And they're expected to do 21 million in top line. This is down a smidge from 20.9 in 2023. And profit for tax of 3.7 million adjusted. This is versus 3.6. So a slight improvement there. Okay, next, Serata. I don't see the point of this business. I don't see why it's valued where it is. No, yeah. Anyway, they've announced that Marvell Semiconductor Inc. has renewed its existing contract with Serata's GIT multi-site, or GIT, GIT multi-site for Gellit products for additional 12 months, expiring on January 26. Where is this? Total consideration for the term license and the company support is $401,000. Now, they've got a market cap of 46 million, Serata. What did this be called? One Disco, wasn't it? I never understood why it was so highly rated. But this is what the sales are going to be, apparently. It was 7 million for 2023. For 2024, 10 million. So a bit of growth there. They're still losing money. Profit for tax of 13.8 million loss for 2024. And even in 2025, it's still 4.3. And then they reckon, you know, play your cards right, fingers crossed, in 2026, 2.8 million profit for tax. But they're still valued at 46 million. Oh, have they got debt? I don't understand. Have they got debt as well? I think I'm a bit of debt, but I just don't see that. Don't see the valuation there. Up next, Inspex Group, a leading designer, manufacturer, and distributor of eyewear, sunglasses, optical frames, lenses, and low vision products, provides trading update for the year ended 31st December. The group has seen year-on-year growth in the second half to date, signaling overall positive momentum despite the improvement in Q4 sales not having been as strong as anticipated. However, that's the however word. Due to a slower recovery in our European markets and a deferral of orders for some of the group's larger customers in 2025, the board now expects to report revenue for the year of 197 million, this is down from 202 million, and underlying EBITDA in the range of 17.4 to 17.9. Look at the half-year results. And then the market cap of 45 million. Half-year results, 6 months, 30th of June. Revenue is 103 million versus 111. This was dropped. Underlying EBITDA was 10 million versus 12, which has dropped. And net debt excluding leases was 19.8 million versus 24.2. So that's improved a little bit. But again, just is that improving? Not really. Now, star of the show here today, Synectics, which I sent out on my tips, Sunday tips, many months ago, I think now. A leader in advanced security and surveillance systems, provides an update on trading for the year ended 30th of November. The company expects the profit before tax for financial year to be materially ahead of market expectations, reflecting continued momentum in the second half of the year across all of its market verticals. Which is the difference between this and other companies now. the company ended financial year 2024 with a strong order book totaling approximately 37.8 million, up from 30.2, underpinning the board's confidence in the year ended 30th of November. So cash has also gone up from to 9.6 versus 4.6, so actual 5 million in cash. And they have undrawn banking facilities of 3 million. So they've got a market cap of 55 million. Forecasts for the revenue here, upgraded now, to 57 million versus 49 last year. Profit before tax of 4.3 versus 2.65, up 62%. And cash of 9.6 versus 4.6. Every metric there is improving. And that's what you're looking for. Oh, by the way, just looking at the share prices of those today. So Synectics is up 14.4%. Inspecs, or Spec, is down 11.8%. Serata is down 21%. There we are. Brave Bison is up by 4.3%. And by all means, don't forget, numbers, the chances of joining the Share Pickers Investment Club are dropping quickly as the ratings come in and people join the Share Pickers Investment Club. So all you need to do is buy the book, give it a positive review. You get 50% off Share Pickers Investment Club. And it was only for 100 people. Obviously, that's coming down now. But by all means, if you have bought the book and left a rating, thank you very much. It is much appreciated. It's lovely, actually, to have a book published and have some positive feedback on it. It's great. So thank you very much. It's much appreciated. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.